Srishtati Piyusha Sarva Vedika Sadfala Sarva Siddhantaratnadya Sarva Lokeka Drikrapada Sarva Bhagavata Prana Srimad Bhagavatam Prabhu Kalidvanturatadhitya Sri Krishna Parivartata Paramananda Pataya Prema Varshakshrayate Sarvata Sarva Saviyaya Sri Krishna Yanamosate Vedika Bandha Matsangana Madhagurur Madhamahadana Madhastaraka Madhabhagya Madhananda Namostate Asadu sadu tataya nati nitru tataraka Hanamunchakada chinamam premna hrutkanta yaspura Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya May 26th of 2013 in New Sevakunj Temple. This is Sunday. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Verse Number 2. Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. Sakshad Shri Prishta Devaye Drishtva Tam Mahadadabhutam Adrishta Shruta Purvatvat Sa Nopayaya Sankita Sakshat Sri Prishta Devair Drishtva Tam Mahadarabhutam Adrishta Shruta Purvat Sa Nopayaya Sankita. Synonyms. Sakshat, directly. Shri, the goddess of fortune. Prasita, being requested to go forward before the Lord. Devai, by all the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Drishtva, after seeing Tom, him, Lord Narasimhadev, Mahat, very big, Adabhutam, wonderful, Adrishta, never seen, Ashruta, never heard of, Purvatvat, due to being previously, saw the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. Na, not. Upayaya, went before the Lord. Sankita, being very much afraid. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Ji, was requested to go before the Lord by all of the demigods present, who, because of the fear, could not do so. But even she had never seen such a wonderful and extraordinary form of the Lord. Thus she could not approach him. Purport. The Lord has unlimited forms and bodily features. Advaitam, Atrutam, Anadim, Anantarupam. They are all situated in Vaikuntha. Yet Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, being inspired by Leela Shakti, could not appreciate this unprecedented form of the Lord. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya quotes, recites the Pali verses from Brahmanda Purana. Adrishta Shruta Purvat Vad Anyai Sadharanai Janaihi Narasimham Sankiteva Sri Loka Mohayano Yayo. Prahlade chaiva vatsalya darshanaya harerapi gyatva manas tatha brahma praladam presayat tada ekatre kasya vatsalyam viseshad darshaya dhari avarasyapi mohaya krime naivapi vatsala. In other words, for the common man, the form of the Lord as Narasimhadev is certainly unseen and wonderful. But for a devotee like Prahlad Maharaj, such a fearsome form of the Lord is not at all extraordinary. By the grace of the Lord, a devotee can very easily understand how the Lord can appear in any form he likes. Therefore, the devotee is never afraid of such a form, because a special form favor bestowed upon Prahlad Maharaja, he remains silent and unafraid, even although all the demigods, including even Lakshmi Devi, were afraid of Lord Nrisimhadev. Narayana para sarve na kutaschana bibhyati. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 17, Verse 28. Not only is a pure devotee of Narayana like Prahlad Maharaja unafraid of any dangerous condition of material life, but also if the Lord appears to mitigate the fear of a devotee, the devotee maintains his status of fearlessness in all circumstances. End of the purport. Vrindavane ramana reti prasiddha bhumo tatrapi krishna balarama suparamule gyanam param paramai krishna sudharma chuktam dandastu deva prabhupada namo namaste sangasara dukkha jala daho patitasya kama krodhari nakrama karai kavali kritasya durvashana nigaritasya narasrayasya Chaitanya Chandra Mamadehi Padavalambam. Jaladara Shashivar No, Gopaveshi Kishoro, Sahajara Ganavarindai, Kridamana Vajesho, Natabara Chitave, So, Nilapitam Bharadyo, Jagata Janana Heto, Ramakrishna Nato Asmi, Vanchakalpataru Bhishcha Kripasanabe Vachapritanam Bhavane Bio Vishnave Bio Namunama. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So the form of Ugra Narasimha is described as having frightened Lakshmi Devi. She had never seen or even heard about such a form before, so she was scared to go forward. But Prahlad wasn't at all scared, and he went forward to offer prayers to the Lord. So this proves that Ugra Narasimha is only to be worshipped by sannyasis and brahmacharis, because there's no Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi is not there. Goddess of Fortune is not there at all. Now another thing is that Tulsi is also not afraid. She goes wherever the Supreme Lord is, and she's worshipped on the Lord. She's worshipped on the Lord, and the Lord's worshipped with her products. So in Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 7, verse 278, it is described. Yatha Lakshmi Priya, 279. Yatha Lakshmi Priya Vishnos Tulasi Cha Tatoari Ka. As Lakshmi Devi is dear to Lord Vishnu, Tulsi Devi is even more dear. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 16, verse number 21, Prabhupada, in the purport, describes a little bit more about it. That the Lord says that it's only due to the benedictions of the brahmanas that Lakshmi Devi stays with him. So the Supreme Lord wants to encourage everybody to take shelter of Vaishnavas and Brahmanas. So that's there. But actually, Prabhupada says, Lakshmi Devi, if she's staying at all, she's attracted to the opulence of the Lord. She's known as Achala, very chaste and faithful to the Lord, who doesn't go. She stays at the Lord's feet, and she's present. And when Tulsi Devi did austerities in Bhadrika Ashram, she prayed to the Lord that she may always remain with him, and the Lord gave him his benediction that she would do so. She goes, Chala also, to her devotees, but she is transcendentally situated. It's described that she is not only better than the goddess of fortune, but she's also described as an expansion of the goddess of fortune. Another description about her. And basically, although she's referred to as Sri Sakhi, the friend of Sri. Now, it means that Tulsi Devi is very amiable and gets along with her co-wives quite well. There is a debate that was mentioned in Brahmavarta Purana between all the co-wives who was the most dear. And Ganga, Saraswati, and Lakshmi, they all ganged up and they insulted Tulsi. So Tulsi became despondent and she went away. Later on, Lord Hari had to search her out, and she appeared out of the tree and offered him obeisances. Then the Lord embraced Tulsi, the crying Tulsi, consoled her, and brought her back to the other co-wives and reconciled their differences. So then all the goddesses of fortune kept Tulsi next to their side, and Tulsi was happy again. It shows that even in spiritual relationships, pain is there. In interpersonal relationships, pain is always there. However, by Tulsi's grace and the grace of the Supreme Lord, any relationship is reconciled by the grace of the Lord. If there's any reconciliation at all, Krishna will give the brains how that will come about. He will also manage it. He will also fulfill it. He will also provide it, like that. So, it's there. Also, there's whole other stuff, like in Valmiki Ramayana, about the pain of the Supreme Lord in relation to Sita Devi, that even if you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead and you're married to the Goddess of Fortune, and you know, Sita Devi herself, still there's going to be trouble in the relationship, you know. But the Supreme Lord accepts that, to accept the service of his devotees. Now, everybody always asks the question that how come Ramachandra banished Sita Devi to the forest, like this. So, in Hari Bhakti Vilasa, it was quoted that once Sita Devi in madness fasted and did Jagaran on a Dasami day, mixed with Ekadasi. And because of that, she was exiled. She was forced to be separated from her Lord. Not bad. And also, the question is there that how come Gandhari and Dhritarashtra had to, were forced to suffer the separation of their children. So Gandhari had got a benediction from Vyasadeva that she would be the illuminated one in the Kaurava dynasty by producing 11 children, 100 children. She did so. But because she once in madness followed a Ekadasi mixed with Dasami, therefore all the children were killed. And it was mentioned that. And also, it was told to Dhritarashtra that was the same reason why you lost all your sons. You did a Ekadasi mixed with Dasami. There's still some sampradayas that do follow a Ekadasi mixed with Dasami. And that's like the Nimbarka sampradaya, like that. But our acharyas, and Gopal Bhattapad and Sanatan Pad and Hari Bhakti Vilas, they give many quotes, not just one. Many quotes that Ekadasi mixed with Dasami should always be given up. And Ekadasi mixed with Dvadasi is especially nice. It's called a Mahadvadasi. Happens eight times of the year. Kadasi falls like roughly 26 times, and 8 of that is a Mahadwadasi. If a Kadasi happens on a Dwadasi, mixed with a Dwadasi Tithi, we don't collect Tulsi on that day. And we don't bathe the Lord. You're not supposed to bathe the Lord on Dwadasi Tithi. You can worship him. You can perform arti. You can offer him boga. You just can't bathe him. What do? You just wipe him with a wet cloth and dress him up. It's not such a big deal, you know, in that sense. So basically, this is very interesting because this describes how Lakshmi Devi was afraid of Nrisimha Devi, yet Prahlad Maharaj is never afraid. So Prahlad Maharaj is worshipped with Nrisimha Devi in the Ugra Narasimha, the very angry form of the Lord. And it's described that Lakshmi Devi never saw or not even heard from others about this form. So she was probably pretty bewildered by it, by the whole thing about it. Even though she was requested by Brahma and Shiva and the other demigods to go forward to pacify the Lord. So it's pretty interesting. Now, Prabhupada basically estimates the Sanskrit that Madhvacharya is given. Adrishtashruta purvatvad, not seen and not heard either. Anyai, by others. Sadharanaya janaihi, those who do sadhana. Narasimham shankiteva shrir. The goddess of fortune was afraid of Nrisimha Devi. Loko moha yano yayo. She along with other people were bewildered by that. Parade chaiva vatsalya, but due to affection, due to paternal affection to Prahlad Maharaja. Darshanaya Harerapi, who saw Lord Hari. Gyatva manastatha brahma, and understood the mind of Lord Brahma. Praradam preshayatada. At that time, Prahlad Maharaj went forward. Ekatre kasya vatsalyam, because of that one principle of paternal affection, Vishesha Darshanad Hari. And he received that special darshan of Lord Hari. Avarasyapi Mohaya. He was not bewildered by that. Kramani Vapi Vatsalya, because of the affection of Nrisimha Devi for Prahlad Maharaj. That's what it is, basically, that it is. But not only, Prabhupada says that not only a pure devotee of Narayana like Prahlad Maharaj is not bewildered of conditional life, but if the Lord appears to mitigate the fear of a devotee remains fearlessness in all respects. It is the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to award fearlessness to his devotees. As it's described by Ramachandra, Sakradeva prapano yas tavasmiti chayachate abhayam sarvadattasmai dadame tadavatam mama. He told Sugriva, quoted in Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila chapter 22, verse 34, which is quoted in itself from Valmiki Ramayana Yudhakanda chapter 17, verse 33, that it says, Sakradeva prapano yas, if somebody surrenders once unto me, tavasmiti chayachate, and says that I belong to you, abhayat sarvatat tasmai, then I'll give him fearlessness at all times, courage and fearlessness at all times. Dadami, I'll give that. Etarvatam mama, that's my vow. So Sugriva thought when Valmiki came, when the brother of Ravana came, that it was a setup, that actually he was a spy from the other camp trying to see the strength of Ramachandra. But Ramachandra said, look, even if Ravana comes and bows his head and apologizes, I'm ready to give him protection too. What to speak of Vibhishana? So Sugriva goes, okay. And it was basically history. Like that. The Supreme Personality of Godhead always gives his devotees fearlessness and courage. He's the source of all fearlessness and courage for the devotee. Because of that, devotees can do anything and go anywhere. And if they avoid doing something, it's because Hari tells them in their heart not what to do and what not to do. Like that. Otherwise, a Vaishnava or Vaishnavi who is protected and directed by the Supreme Personality of God, it can wander fearlessly through this world. What is the bodily, what is the fear then, principle? Fear principle is basically enamoring by the bodily conception of life. As described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 2, verse number 27. Bhayadvidya, the duality of fear, abhinaveshita syat, that is manifested here, ishame petasya, is caused by forgetting the Supreme, viparya smriti, which causes an opposite mentality. That's basically there. Then it says in the next verse, chapter 28, although the dualities of the material world ultimately don't exist, they appear to exist through our faulty intellectual perception. The perception of a world separate from Krishna can be compared to that which is dreaming and desiring. At nighttime or daytime, when we dream about something that is not true, we create a situation that exists only in the mind. It's the business of the mind to accept and reject on the basis of sense gratification. But an intelligent person stops the tendency to see a world separate from Krishna. At that time becomes fearless. Abhayamatata syat. That time. So basically, Prahlad Maharaj was always saying everything in relation to Lord Hari. And it says also in Gita, chapter 6, verse 30, that yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam chamai pashyati. One who sees me everywhere and sees everything within me is not lost to me, nor am I ever lost to him. So that's there. So because Prahlad Maharaj was seeing Lord Nrisimhadev everywhere, he went, and within everything, therefore he was not at all afraid. Like Lakshmiji was afraid, because she never saw nor heard from anybody else about this wonderful form of the Lord. She saw it for the first time, so she was shocked. So she wouldn't go forward to the Lord. Even though Brahma and Lord Shiva were requesting her to pacify the Lord, to say something. Basically, these great souls, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, were basically pulling straws. Well, something is better than nothing. You know, we're asked Prahlad Maharaj to go forward, and we've asked Lakshmadev to go forward. One of the two should go forward, no? If one doesn't go forward, the other one should, you know. So basically it's called hedging your bets, you know, like that. They're basically asking both of them, why don't you do it, you know, because they were too afraid. The demigods were too afraid to go forward. So they thought, who's dear to the Supreme Lord? Well, Lakshmiji is dear to the Supreme Lord. It's his spouse. And Prahlad is dear to Lord Nrisimhadev. So you guys go. You guys go and you pacify him. And after he's pacified, they will come next, you know. Like that. So that was basically their plan. It's quite interesting, actually. But Tulsi Devi is never afraid of Krishna and any of his manifestation. In fact, there's no pastime that Krishna does in Vrindavan that Vrindadevi does not have her finger involved. She's involved everywhere. And not only that, but she is very, very diplomatic. She likes Krishna, she likes Radharani, she's not going to take sides in any debate or any argument or anything like that. And she's not plussed by anything, you know. No one can step on her. Nobody can bother her. She's extremely cool-headed and very diplomatic. And I really like that. And she's very cool-headed and very diplomatic. Nothing surprises her or shocks her in the least. And that was really quite surprising to me about it. She's a proper diplomat. Nothing surprised her in the least. She's not plussed by nothing. She doesn't take sides in anything. She's very diplomatic. She's very smart. She's very intelligent. She's very cool. She does everything. And it's very interesting. There's a funny pastime that the translator of Don Kelly Comedy for the BBT, named Nityananda Das, told me about it. He sent me a very funny snippet that all the gopis were on Vrindadevi's case. So they asked her, "Now, what's your opinion about tax collectors?" So she says, "Well, any girl from a good family should have nothing to do with tax collectors." and then the girls got, "All right, we've got to give something to this tax collector now." So Vrindadevi claims to be part of our camp, but she's squarely in Krishna's camp. So let's give her as the donation. Now, Krishna's a very smart fellow. He's not going to be, you know, he's seen through everything, you know. So he said, "Lord Vishnu has already enjoyed her in Brahmavarta Purana. Give another girl." So then Sriji Radharani says, "If a girl is beautiful and qualified and not cannot be attained by a man, you must be a celibate horse. The horse is celibate if they stay away from the mares." It was very funny. It was a very funny pastime, actually, you know, like this. Vrindadevi likes Krishna. She likes Radharani. She's not going to take sides in any conflict. And that really disappoints Radharani's friends, that Vrindadevi refuses to take a stance. He refuses to take a stance and refuses to take sides in any conflict. Pretty interesting stuff, you know, like that. It's very interesting pastime. There was another pastime when Sriji Radharani got heavily in man, jealous anger, because Krishna was obviously cavorting with Chandravali. And so Radharani didn't like that. So Radharani told her friends, "No black dresses, no black tresses, no black picture frames, nothing black. All you girls got to dye your hair yellow, you know, that's it." And so Krishna goes, "Vrinda, this is really serious." And she says, "Krishna, you should do as I say." "What do you suggest?" Then what she did, she says, "You have to disguise yourself. So you take off your yellow dhoti, here you become a baba." So Vrindadevi gave a tiger skin cloth to Krishna and some saffron cloth for his chest. So Krishna took an ektar and he went to Yavat and was chanting this ektar, chanting Radharani's name. So Lalita Sakhi, Radharani's assistant, said, "There's a baba outside." And Radharani goes, "Oh, babas, what, you know, give babas what they want. No, they want some chapatis. He's not hungry. He wants to see you. What's he want to see me about?" He says, "You're angry with somebody. It's not good for your health. You should give up your anger." "I'm not going to do that," Radharani said. The Lita says, "But if you don't give the baba what he's asking for, then pap lagiga, you'll get sinful reaction." "Oh, really?" So Radharani agreed to be cool about it. Then he says, he's a great Jyotish. He sees the future. Lalita Devi says, "Well, if you want to, you can see my Sakhi's hand." And then he said, "Nah, he doesn't see hands. He sees foreheads. But nobody has seen the forehead of my Sakhi." He goes, "No, he's a great brahmachari. Don't worry about it." So they lifted her veil, and Radha and Krishna had eye-to-eye contact. And Radharani understood exactly who this fellow is. And Krishna understood, this is Radha, for sure. You know, like that. And Krishna went away and threw off his saffron cloth, put on his yellow dhoti and his peacock feather and his flute and went back to Radharani. Radharani couldn't be angry anymore. Very interesting pastime. And Vrindadevi did the whole thing. Pretty good. Pretty smart. Interesting like this. There's an interesting pastime. There's two places. Don Kalikomadi mentions it. And Radha Krishnujvala Kusuma Kali Leela by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami also mentioned it. It says, see, that's the standard Don Kali Leela. You know, Krishna's blasting the gopis for breaking the flowers. And the gopis said, look, how does this Vrindavan belong to you? It belongs to Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi gave it to us. So Krishna smiles and says, Vrindadevi, who is more beautiful than many millions of goddess of fortune, is my chaste wife. If you don't believe it, you can ask her. Dharma Shastras say, whatever belongs to the wife belongs to the husband. When you say Vrinda, meaning multitude, it means us too. So then Radharani goes, Vrinda, is this true? Are you married to this fellow? If you were married to this fellow, you would blush red and run away from here. Meaning, Jhoot, Krishna's lying, you know? Which Radharani is trying to say, Krishna's lying. And Vrindadevi was not at all plussed. She goes, oh, Radha, why you talk like that? The whole beauty of Vrindavan Forest is nothing but the beauty of the expansion of your limbs. And she glorifies Radharani in 10 shlokas from Govinda Lalamrita, chapter 9. And Radharani becomes full of ecstasy and completely forgets her anger. And when I read that, I thought, ah, Vrindadevi's a diplomat. Proper diplomat, you know, like this. All the gopis expand from Radharani in that sense. And even Balarama's expansions, Balarama's gopis, they all expand from Radha, ultimately speaking. And Radharani basically is within every relationship with Krishna. She encourages it, every relationship with Krishna. But Vrindadevi is also, by Radharani's order and grace, is Bhakti Chaitanya Karani, the efficient cause of devotional mood, and Sarvaso Bhagyavardhani. Everyone's good fortune is expanded by her. Basically, she does everything for devotees. And devotees can take shelter of her for anything they need. Like that. Anything they need or want, they can take shelter of her. And if they need pacification, she can give it. You know, just like a little child. You just hug your mother and forget the world. So basically that's it. If we just approach her and take shelter of her, she'll take care of everything and give all pacification and encouragement. And that's basically what we have to do. We do that, not a problem at all in any of our existences. Not a problem at all. So this shloka is kind of interesting because it describes about Ugra Narasimha, very angry Narasimha, that even Lakshmi Devi had never seen or even heard in the past before. So she was shocked and she was scared and she stayed away from the Lord. But Prahlad wasn't, you know. So it's quite interesting. It's an interesting shloka, really. Shloka 2 is quite interesting. Proves that Ugra Narasimhadev is meant for brahmacharis and sannyasis. And householders should worship the Lakshmi Narasimhadev form of the Lord. Or kya. So let's give a chance for the devotees to ask some questions. We can serve them. Who's got the icebreaker? First question, the icebreaker.
So, in general, devotees, we heard that there is this Pandava Nirjala Ekadashi. If you follow it, if you don't follow some other Ekadashi, but follow Pandava Nirjala Ekadashi strictly.
Yeah, there's so many benedictions, and all the Ekadashis, there's so many benedictions. You know, like that.
I heard that by following Pandava Nirjala Ekadashi, if we don't follow others, that's okay. That is forgiven.
Yes and no. The whole reason is because Bhimasen had a very voracious appetite and he couldn't fast. So he asked, if there's one Ekadasi that I can fast, I might be able to do it. And that was the Ekadasi that the sages give him. Even Pandav Nirjala Ekadasi. It's called Pandav Nirjala Ekadasi because of Bhima's austerities. But Prabhupada's godbrother said, and I agree with him, it's a pretty good point, that nobody should be proud of themselves by doing nirjala. for 24 hours, because previously it was 2 days, and who's doing that? Now Jagran, staying up all night, that's tough. And that's possible if you've got a good crew. You know, if you got 4 or 5 devotees or whatever, 3 devotees minimum, who will do kirtan, then you can do it. You know, like that. Otherwise, it's really tough to do it. And more than that, it was very funny. People think that they can eat. If you're preaching, then you can eat. Who's preaching? 1% of the population is preaching? Like that. So even for people that are doing austerities, it purifies the great souls. Even the preachers can do Ekadasi Vratam, and it'll purify them and make their preaching more effective for the next 2 weeks, or service, or life, or anything. There are different benedictions for different Ekadasis, and everybody gets a benediction from it, by doing it, you know? So it's like that. There's so many things. In every Ekadasi, there's basically a reason and a benediction. And there's the main reason is Krishna Pranatva. It'll please Krishna. And the secondary reason is always the Tatastha Lakshana. You get this too. And, you know, it's some people decry it. It's a little bit karmakandic or something. Vaishnava say, yeah, we'll take that too now. It's a side benefit. We'll take that too. No problem. You know, we want Krishna to be pleased, and yeah, we'll take any other benediction that comes along with it. Sometimes you get stuff that you never even dreamed of. Just by doing devotional service, you get all these benefits and you didn't even dream about it. It's interesting things, you know. Anything else? Yes, Mother? Over there.
Maharaj, you mentioned that we don't bathe the Lord on Dwadasi. I was wondering, why is it that
it says, na chandat tulasi vipra vaishnavam dvadasham kvachit. In the forbidden times to collect tulsi. It's like chapter 7, verses 357 onwards, and Hari Bhakti Vilas there. The forbidden times to collect tulsi. Srila Sanatana Pad and Gopal Bhatta Pad quote that verse. That na chandat tulasi vipra. You should not collect, O scholar, Vaishnavam Dvadasham Kvachit. Vaishnava should not collect on Dvadasi Tithi. Then another shloka they quote, which is basically has to do with Tulsi and Amla, both. It says, if you don't want to decrease your duration of life, don't collect Tulsi on Dvadasi or Amla leaves on Banavaram, Sunday, in the month of Kartik. If they do that, they'll go to a really hellish lower region. So that's the main thing they quote, those two shlokas they quote. Now, you know, it's not, you either collect double on Ekadasi day, or stuff that falls off her body, you use it, in her pot, use it. It's stated the Lord can give up a lot of fragrant flowers and hanker for dried tulsi. So dried tulsi is cool. You know, twigs that are from her body, you know, like that. You can use those twigs like that. Twigs from her body. Would you have collected some? Yes, Prabhu. So, you know, and Hari Bhakti Vilas, chapter 7, verse 262 said, even if you don't have tulsi for any reason, then you can touch a tulsi stick as an offering of tulsi or invoke her name. Quoted from Vayopurana. And I thought, what interesting. You know, Krishna is within everyone's heart. His spouse is not. She must be, you know. Plus, you don't have to bother her at weird hours. You know, just like before, petty cash would be dispersed. They're outside the door of the petty cash office, treasurer's office, it was assigned. Petty cash will be dispersed from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., no other time, you know, like that. So, office hours only, her office hours, not ours, you know. Kind of interesting stuff. Yes?
Roger, if you could describe just a little bit more, you were saying if one takes shelter of Tulsi, and to me that means, okay, you say a prayer to her. Suppose you're in a difficult situation, you have an obstacle in your spiritual life. Maybe you say a prayer to Mother Tulsi, and then is that it? Is that how you take shelter, and then you just go on as you would have? Like, what does it exactly mean to take shelter of Tulsi? Is it a mood? Is it a prayer?
Take shelter means just like a child takes shelter of mother. You know, when they're in distress, when they're in difficulty, when they're in a quandary, a child will take shelter of his mother. So that's what it is. Ashray. It basically means like Ashraya Vigraha, the form of your shelter. Like this. And if you're ready to be a child, she's ready to be your mother, you know? And she comes in the heart like Paramatma and gives dictation and instructions. Completely clear. What to do, what not to do, and everything like that. So that's what it means. Basically, like Sananda Kumar said, 50% perspiration, sweat for her, and 50% ashraya. So those who sweat for her can also do gunagana. Gunagana, they can chant the glories of them, of their form. And any deity worship basically is gunagana, chanting the glories, you know. So it mentions in Pundarik Das Tulsi Stoka, Badanjalim Akalo, Kalyanti Sukang Sarvestriyo Vaishastha Tapare, that profuse obeisances to you, O Tulsi Devi, in the age of Kali, people offer palms, grateful palms to you. Grateful palms. Give something to her. So I keep going to the deity, they're offering something. They give some juice, they give some milk, they give some fruit, they give some flowers. You know, you don't go to the deities empty-handed. You don't go to sadhus empty-handed. If they change your life, at least badanjalim, at least kritanjali. Kritanjali is respectful palms. Badanjalim is grateful palms. You basically chant the glories, at least. That's the minimum. Chant the glories. What glories should you chant? What you're memorizing, you know. How often should you chant it? When you're learning something, you chant it more. And after you've memorized it, at least once a day. It's like that. These are some spiritual, positive things, you know, some simple things. Orkya, anything else? All right, Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Sri Gornatai Kishore Kishore Jagannath Baladev Subhadramaya Ki Jai Haribo.
I'll show it to you real quick.